Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me today, May 20th, 2020, as we embark on Gemini season. The sun has just entered Gemini, switching the energy considerably from Taurus, and we're going to talk about what lies ahead over the next week. So thank you for joining me, and I hope that in this podcast you resonate with a message, you receive an insight, you get something useful for you and where you're at right now on your journey. So with the sun just entering Gemini, life starts to pick up the pace. Things get busier, we get more active, more social, more interested, even more restless or more anxious. That's because the Gemini energy really gets our motors running and gets us thinking about things in a new way. Gemini is the third sign of the zodiac, but it is the first air sign. And it is the first air sign that also connects with early childhood, our siblings, our peers, our first experience of a classroom and a learning environment. And so Gemini actually opens us up to what we have been taking in all around us, in our environment, in our homes, in our communities. And it is the energy of what we think about our world. Gemini is fact-based, data-driven, detail-oriented. It is a sign that gets into questions and is very curious. And it's where we start to look at the world with new eyes. And that's always one of the potentials with Gemini, is what can we learn? What can we see differently? Where can we understand something from a new vantage point? Gemini is about how we process what we take in, but then it also reminds us of the importance of what we say, the words we speak, and how we need to be very conscious of what comes out of our mouths in a way that supports our own higher thoughts. So the Gemini energy really activates the throat chakra. It activates what you need to speak, but you want to do so with intentionality. And we actually have a lot of energy in Gemini right now. We have the ruler of Gemini, Mercury, at 17 degrees of Gemini as I do this show, and approaching a conjunction to lovely Venus, who is now stationed retrograde at 20 degrees of Gemini. Mercury and Venus were going to be conjunct in Gemini. This is wonderful for speaking and saying what you need to express. When these two are together, they are the siblings, words flow, things come out. It's wonderful for writing, teaching, learning, studying, understanding. And this is where we can pick up information even faster because Gemini is a sprinter. Gemini ruled by Mercury. Mercury is the fastest moving planet, and it wants to get a lot done. It wants to move quickly. It is good at multitasking. However, if it moves too fast, it will forget something. It will miss a detail, have to come back and do it all over again. So there is, of course, a word of caution to make sure that you're understanding what comes through. You're taking your time. You're not overly rushing yourself right now, because that can be easy to do, especially now with the sun in Gemini, and we feel that urge to move, to stretch our legs, to go for a walk, to see what is happening. The Gemini energy is meant to take us out of any place we've been energetically stuck or stagnant, and to remind ourselves that there's always more to explore and understand. Now, Gemini is the opposite of Sagittarius, and I always think it's beneficial to learn by contrast. So where Sagittarius is all about the bigger picture, the bigger philosophies, the bigger world, Gemini is concerned with your immediate environment, and it asks you to understand something from a more detail-oriented vantage point. So for example, if Sagittarius is the bigger dream. You're saying, I want to write a book. I want to go on a big trip. I want to plan a huge adventure. Well, the Gemini energy pulls you down to the specifics and says, okay, if you want to take a big trip, then you need to plan your itinerary. So let's do that. Let's look at where you're going to stay, where you're going to arrive with your flight, what your connection details are, the specifics of what you're actually doing. So this is the Gemini energy. If you're writing a book and you have things you want to say and things that you want to put out there and you're very clear on your vision and what it's all about, again, the Gemini energy brings it down and says, okay, then let's make a very clear outline of how this is going to show up. What questions are you going to answer? What information is going to be included in your book? What are you really trying to demonstrate? And how are you going to make your case? So where Sagittarius goes big, Gemini goes small and says, okay, let's get into some of the nitty-gritty here and understand the specifics of what you're sharing. So with all of this energy in Gemini right now, we're really getting into the nitty-gritties of our life at this point. Of course, we've been in isolation and quarantine. Life has been very different. But now as there are energies of reopening that are emerging, Gemini is reminding you to be very aware of where you are showing up, the appointments you're making, where you're going, if it's the bar, the restaurant, if you're going to the gym, if kids are going back to school, it's different all over the globe. But these are all Gemini energies that establish our daily world and our daily routines. And so as we're going about our daily lives in whatever form they are showing up now, we are being asked to stay consciously aware of ourselves, of our minds, of our energy, and to look at what is traveling with you. And this is one of the higher expressions of Gemini. Where is your mind going? What is consuming your energy? What is showing up that's asking you to stay flexible or to make a new choice? The Gemini energy likes variety, which is true for every mutable sign. The mutable signs are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, Pisces. These are the energies of being able to transmute and to say, okay, this might show up in one form, but I want it to be something different. This is the energy of possibilities and potentials. This is where you can adapt. There's stronger adaptability with Gemini. And this is a gift right now where we're all needing to adapt to what life is. And it looks different. It isn't the same as what it was, but how can you make the right choices for yourself that allow you to make the most of every day, considering that it is what it is? So there's a strong energy of adaptability at this point. And I feel like that's going to be growing over the next week as we move into this new moon in Gemini energy. So the new moon is coming up on May 22nd, and it's at 2 degrees of Gemini. I have a video for you on YouTube that goes into this chart, this new moon chart. And it's a very dynamic chart because what is happening is that in addition to all of this energy in the air sign of Gemini, we also have the sun and the moon making a trine to Saturn in Aquarius at 1 degree. And Saturn is now retrograde. But any trine to Saturn is stabilizing and it allows something to be clear. So this new moon is asking you to get clearer in the air sign energies of what you're needing, what you're doing, what you're committing to. There's something about the future here, of course, with Aquarius, about what calls to you now, what is correct for you, what you've learned about yourself. Aquarius energy is about individuation as well as the group. But with Saturn, you know, Saturn's really been testing all of our group experiences, most obviously through the quarantine and all of these areas of life shut down. Any place where there's group gatherings have been closed. This has all transpired as Saturn made its way into Aquarius starting in March. Well, now Saturn is retrograde, still in Aquarius, and we are assessing our group activities, how we essentially share our individual energies with other people. You go out into the world and who do you interact with? How do you connect? Perhaps you're wearing a mask, perhaps not. Perhaps there's just something now in your awareness that's bringing up how you share your energy. Now, this has always been the case throughout our lives. We've always been sharing our energy. But it's interesting how the COVID experience has really made us more aware of all of our energy and particularly our aura. So I feel like the Saturn in Aquarius energy is showing us how we are taking responsibility for our energy and our aura in the world at large, how we are moving back into places that perhaps have been off limits, but we have a new and higher awareness around what is correct for our energy. And this could be something too, where you're practicing some new energy techniques, such as really making sure that you're taking care of your aura, you're aware of your chakras, you're aware of what connects with your energy and what doesn't. I feel like there is a very strong need right now to be aware of what is energetically correct for you and to honor that, to take responsibility for that. That's always part of the Saturn experience, is where we take responsibility for ourselves and how we are sharing our energy in the world. And so with this new moon, we're going to get some new insights into how to do that, into what is best for you. And that's all the Gemini energy, the sun and the moon there at 2 degrees of Gemini, trining Saturn retrograde and giving us some new insights and understandings around what's correct for us. There can be a lot of information, questions, and answers coming up. It's typically quite talkative time when there's a lot of Gemini energy. It's almost like people just want to connect and want to be engaged. And it could be really useful to stay mindful of the conversations you want to be a part of and the ones that you don't want to be a part of. Again, it's where your energy goes, where your mind goes, where your words go. And it's also looking at what is correct for your throat chakra. And I'm getting the image of the throat chakra that has been iced. It's been closed or shut down. And now is a time when it is awakening and warming up, like loosening up. And the throat chakra is coming back alive, but at a higher level of consciousness. That's very much connected to the strong Gemini energy as well as this Gemini new moon. But it's also about, like I'm seeing on the throat chakra, a door opening. An opening into something new and fresh that you're being urged to own. And it has to do with some of this reprogramming that's been underway in our world. And the deeper programming is bringing in information that perhaps was hidden, we didn't understand, we weren't aware of, but it's bringing in new information that's giving us new choices. And I feel like there's been a lot in our minds, especially over the past number of months. And if you have felt mentally dreary, like a heaviness in your head, it can show up as a depression. It can show up as a weight. If there's been something stuck in your mind, this can even be in the two halves of the brain, where one half is really active and the other half of the brain is very dormant. It's like there's this lopsidedness. With this Gemini season, we have the ability to realign with the parts of ourselves that have been shut down. And they're not only showing this to me as the two halves of the brain, the linear and the right brain, the creative and the linear, the left and the right. It's the activation of the silenced areas of your life that are opening up to you now. Okay, so this is very fascinating. So it's almost like during this period of the COVID experience, we have been in isolation, yes, and we've been in our own energy fields even more. And in that period of silence, and even again, that stagnation energy of something not flowing, not moving, there's things that have come up, like bubbled up to the surface. There's new areas of awareness that have percolated. And I'm seeing it as not only the bubbles rising, but parts of yourself that maybe have been suppressed or repressed. And this could even be through multiple lifetimes, since childhood, something from your family. It's something coming up for you to really see and hear, to understand how it's formulated part of your experience. And Now what they're showing me is that this Gemini season is really important, the next 30 days, really important because of how the North Node is moving from Cancer into Gemini. And the North Node always moves in reverse. And as the North Node moves to 29 degrees of Gemini, and then 28 and 27, it comes in and activates some parts of our mind, some parts of our experiences that we're finally ready to talk about. And it pertains to any number of areas of life, of course. And this is where you would be looking at where Gemini is in your natal chart. But the transit of the North Node is moving from Cancer into Gemini. And this is, I feel it as we're moving from this place of understanding more about childhood wounds, ancestry, mother wounds, motherhood patterns, feminine dynamics in our relationships, our connection to our heart, our feelings, our ability to trust ourselves, all these Cancer areas of life. We're moving into Gemini, which is going to give us the voice to speak these stories, to share this information, and it's going to continue to open up. So that is why I'm seeing this door opening in the throat chakra. And I'm being asked to encourage you to write, to speak, to share, even just do something in private, not for anybody else, but to be aware of the stories that are being activated for you that perhaps have been, again, suppressed or repressed, and they're coming up because you're going to have a rising power in speaking what needs to be said. And this is coming out now. I mean, it's certainly coming up with this Gemini new moon, but there's something about the collective experience of opening up to stories. And I'm feeling like it's actually one of the gifts of this COVID virus quarantine period, where we're really being asked to open to what we maybe didn't know how to talk about before. And it's a much bigger story than this lifetime. And that's because as the North Node travels in reverse across these late degrees of Gemini, it means the South Node is moving across the late degrees of Sagittarius, and it's going to connect with the galactic center at 27 degrees of Sagittarius, and this will happen in July. And so we're moving into a very dynamic period here of understanding more about our soul stories, but to not keep them in. And that's why the writing, journaling is important. Even just talking to yourself, talking in the car, talking in the shower, walking around your house, doing chores, talking to yourself, whatever that looks like. It's an activation of the throat chakra. So you're not supposed to be silent, okay? It's a speaking exercise. It's a writing exercise. It's an expression of what needs to come up and out. And as you release something, it's like, as that energy comes up through the throat chakra and is released out verbally, the energy dissipates. It's no longer captive. It's no longer held within. The energy dissipates and it comes out and it is spoken. And when words are spoken, it is a way of honoring what needs to be said. So there's a reverence here. That's what I'm feeling very strongly about this energy as we move into Gemini season, is the understanding that the words that are spoken are done so with an understanding of their release, their expression, their power, but also out of a respect for your own, I'm hearing your own volume, your own volume, the volume of what we say and what we don't say. Again, this could be something where you even do, you get a recording device or an app on your phone and you just speak into it to let out the story, let out the words. And it's going to do something that shifts you over the next year and a half. And that's because of the journey of the North Node through Gemini. So this Gemini season is is especially strong. And for those of you who are in my 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinar program, I told you how, you know, this year has really strong energies. There's three dominant energies in 2020. One of them is Capricorn, and the other is Gemini. And here we are in Gemini season, right? So it's really bringing up something very powerful right now that you're meant to be working with and that you're going to be unpacking and unfolding over the next year and a half. And then, of course, the third energy that's also very strong in 2020 is the Aries energy. So throughout 2020, it's Capricorn, Gemini, and Aries are the very strong energy centers of this year. And if you're in that 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinar, be sure and log in and go check out more about this energies or revisit it if you need to review it and catch up with what's going on in your chart. If you would like to purchase it, you can buy it, and it's only $25 if you use the coupon code RARE. So this is a program that's designed to help you navigate this year. And so here we are in Gemini season. All this Gemini energy is coming up. Pay attention. Pay attention to your thoughts. Pay attention to your words. Pay attention to where your mind goes. And understand that we're undergoing a deep reprogramming. And it's so funny to me how I always see the image of the brain when I do this show. But I'm seeing it again, like the very deep interior energies of the brain that go into... I'm hearing the vortex, and I, of course, am not a neurologist, but I'm hearing a vortex, that there's a vortex in our brains that support our continual growth. It's related to the pineal gland, yes, and the various nerve systems in the brain. And so the Gemini energy relates to our nervous system, and I'm seeing how that then comes up and shows up in the brain. So there's something about reprogramming our nervous system, our responses, our thought processes, our reactions, the physiology of it all. It's all deeply ingrained and connected to something in the brain. They're showing it to me as a vortex, and it's an energy that can be replenished and reactivated. And I'm seeing it happens as we rest, because there's parts of the brain that need to be activated while we sleep or while we are meditating. And there's certain waves in the brain, the beta waves, the gamma, the theta waves. There's certain waves in the brain that do better with this type of reprogramming. And it feels like we have the potential to actively work with this combination of the mind and the nervous system. And that there's a deeper reprogramming, even around like the fight or flight. I think they also say, you know, fight or flight or freeze. There's something around basically the primal instincts that the human brain has been programmed to work with is being elevated. And it's being elevated at a cosmic level. It's being elevated with higher consciousness. It's very much about some galactic support right now for humanity's evolution. And it's going into what each of us can claim. And I'm hearing how we can rewrite stories. And this brings to mind a wonderful book. I'm sure many of you have read it, and it's by Dr. Michael Newton, about the soul's journey. It's the book about case studies of life between lives, and it's the journey of the soul. And it's a wonderful book, excellent book, resonates with millions of people. And it helps you see what the storylines are in lifetimes, how we choose these lessons and the healing, what we're here to do, the different soul groups. There's a lot in this book. And what I'm feeling is that part of what we are activating is something deeper in the soul's intention. The soul's intention can easily be overlooked, but I'm seeing it as so many layers of stuff It's like, do you have that chair in your bedroom where you put all your clothes and it's like you stack clothes there, whether it's clean, dirty clothes, and it piles up. And at some point you don't even remember what's on the bottom of that pile, and you don't know what is even on that chair until you take it all off. It's sort of like that. It's getting to the very base of the soul's intention after so many energies and lifetimes and themes have come on top of it. And I feel like there's this pushing off and throwing away and discarding what has become burdensome. And it feels like, again, I'm seeing this mentally, I'm seeing this in the brain, where there's been a lot of debris and residue and stories and lessons and things that have served a purpose. But now there is a removal and a reprogramming of what is essential. And so we're being asked to look at what is necessary. It's interesting because with Gemini, it's like what is necessary today, what is necessary in your daily life. But then at a deeper cosmic level, it's the soul's answer to that question that matters. So when you get quiet and you can calm the mind and shut down the monkey brain, even just for a bit, and ask yourself, ask in a very loving, compassionate way, what is necessary for me right now? What is my soul's true intention right now? You're going to hear information. You're going to perhaps even feel it and sense it. It's going to come through. And this is what we are returning to. And then I see this, it's really cool. I see it flooding into the brain. I see it like this resurgence of information flooding into the brain that reawakens something within us that has been dormant. And so, again, this can happen between the two halves of your brain. This can happen between your feminine and your masculine, your divine feminine, your divine masculine energies, where one part has been shut down. Any number of reasons, any number of roles or programming or conditioning you've received, anything that you assumed was necessary for your path. This could be out of a feeling of safety. This could be out of necessity for survival. There's unlimited reasons why we would shut down a part of our energy field. But what we're doing right now, especially with Gemini season, is we're reactivating it. And Gemini is the energy of the twins. But it's the energy of the twin spirits. So it's the twin energies of the masculine and the feminine. It's the parts of ourselves that can flow between these two energies. It's where we can go for more answers or more information. And so you could find yourself in conversation with your divine masculine self. Then you could pose those same questions to your divine feminine self. And this is part of the interweaving of energies right now, where it's checking in with both sides of yourself, checking in with both sides of your brain, looking at what needs strength. And you can also look at this as the parts of yourself that maybe aren't physically as strong. So for example, if you are right-handed, where you write with your right hand, you know that your left hand maybe isn't as coordinated or can't do everything that your right hand can do. But under Gemini season, you can strengthen that. You can improve that. I was at Pilates this morning, and of course I have one leg that's stronger than the other. And so it's like, all right, well, I got to work on this other leg to make it stronger, just because it's the side that I don't use as often. So it's that kind of energy where you look at what needs attention and give it that attention, give it that strengthening, because Gemini season really supports bringing into harmony our duality, bringing into harmony the multiple assets, multiple faucets of ourselves, rather, the multiple faucets of ourselves that need some more polishing, shining, or strengthening. So here we are with this very strong Gemini energy pulsing through us, getting us moving, but also bringing our attention to what needs our support and how we can harmonize within. Now, another strong energy we have going on is that the Gemini energies are meeting up with the Pisces energies as both Venus and Mercury square Neptune and Pisces at 20 degrees. This will be exact on May 20th through the 22nd. And that Neptune energy is always blurry. It's always a giant surrender. I don't know. What do I see? What do I believe? It's not clear. So it's definitely great to stay open. Just stay open. Stay open to questions and possibilities and what about this and how about that? And I'm not really sure. Let's just see how it goes. The fluidity is key right now. We also have Mars in Pisces. And this is important because I spoke about this last week, how Mars in Pisces is where we all have to step out of our human ego. We step out of our false self, our smaller self. We step away from who we think we are, or even that sense of I have to make it happen. The Mars in Pisces energy is that of surrendering to the bigger cycles that are underway. Surrendering to these cycles because there's really no control with Pisces. There's really nothing you can will forward or make happen. It's a sense of, I just have to trust. And easier said than done, especially for warrior Mars, who wants to do what he can, who wants to insert himself and take control and do what he can to lead the fight or lead the charge. This is a complete ego surrender of the masculine. This is actually where the masculine energy elevates its consciousness to connect with spirit. And with that, Mars is then fueled by spirit. Mars then receives what he needs from places outside of his control. And that is where he also can obtain a higher level of enlightenment. Because this is a Mars in Pisces who has been through it all. Any planet in Pisces is in a place of completion. And that could signify that in previous lifetimes, your Mars was in Aquarius, your Mars was in Capricorn, your Mars was in Leo. You know, you had a very different experience of your sense of self, of your ability to take action and get things done. So the Mars in Pisces is where you're returning home to spirit. And you're returning home probably pretty weary, with some battle wounds, with some ego burns. You're returning to spirit and basically dumping everything on the table and saying, I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. All I know is what I feel. So it's a very feeling Mars, and he feels things intuitively. He feels things deeply. He understands that he is connected to the cosmos, but he has to choose that. And that's where Mars in Pisces can come up against a lot of ego battles, because this is not a Mars of the human energy system. This is the Mars of the spiritual realms, of the bigger cosmos. And so he's connected to much bigger energy flows, but he has to choose it. He has to give his consent. He has to say, yes, I choose the spiritual will over my human will. And this is not easy. So that's what's happening right now with this Mars, is that he's in a completion cycle and he has to be very aware of how he uses his energy. Mars in Pisces can be easily tired. He needs more downtime. He needs to rest. He needs healing. He needs to feel that there's time for himself, whether that is through sleep, meditation, creative expression. It's a very creative Mars as well. There can be visions that are downloaded. There can be things that come through where he knows he just has to take action on something. He just feels it. It's a sense of, this is what matters. Even if I don't understand it logically, this is what I have to do. So it's Mars outside of his preferences, outside of his normal strengths. But when he can tap into this energy and trust the flows of it, then he'll feel supported. And that takes practice, but we're all in this together right now as Mars transits through Pisces. We are all trusting. We are all trusting what is correct for us energetically. This can also mean that your energy ebbs and flows throughout the day, where you don't have consistent energy. because that Pisces energy is very inconsistent. So there's a sense of, okay, I want to do this today and I might not want to do it tomorrow. Mars in Pisces is going to sextile Uranus in Taurus at 8 degrees on May 25th. And so this is where Mars is actually going to be energized by that Uranus in Taurus, and he's going to feel some sense of action and possibility and excitement. It's a very excitable energy. So that certainly supports Mars. Other than that, he is traveling solo for a bit. He is floating on the ocean, and he is just kind of going with the flow as other things are developing behind the scenes. Now, I want to give you a heads up that Mercury is moving fast over this next week. As I said, Mercury is the fastest moving planet and is going to be entering Cancer on May 28th, so next week. So right now is the time to get things done. It's really a time to follow that strong Mercury in Gemini energy, where maybe you're just seeing how things are showing up and you're wondering, should I say yes or should I say no? It's probable that you're going to get more done over this next week that will be beneficial and that will pay off. Because when Mercury enters Cancer, he slows down and he doesn't want to rush and he wants to take it easy and gets a little bit more moody and do I want to do this? Do I not want to do that? He can be indecisive in Cancer. So over this next week, if you can make the most of Gemini season, especially Mercury in Gemini, it's going to pay off and it could be that more things line up easier because of it. It does feel like a busy week overall. That again, things are opening and moving. We're ready to step out. We're ready to go places. And be very mindful of what you travel with, because the higher expression of Gemini is going into what you're thinking. And those thoughts can influence your emotions, can influence your body, can influence your beliefs. Our thoughts can be very powerful. So it's taking a look at where your mind is going, and understanding how this is where you actually have ultimate power over your life, and that there could be some new things that show up over this next week that reflect back to you where you've been. And that's part of this energy I'm just feeling here, is that, you know, we're opening up to new ways of being in our lives. And we're going to see something in hindsight, and we're going to understand in a new way. So it's a very big Gemini season, and know that this is the area of your chart that's going to be active, especially over this next week and this next month, but also for the next year and a half. So the Sun is in Gemini for the next month. Mercury is finishing up Gemini in the next week. Then we still have Venus retrograde in Gemini, and she stays there until August. And then we have the North Node moving into Gemini and staying there for a year and a half. So you can see how there's all these overlaps and all these things coming up that are going to present choices for you. Choice A or choice B, looking at what is correct for your energy, what is a reflection of your consciousness. This will also come up mentally, where you could have two thoughts and you're being asked to choose the thought that supports your future, that supports where you're going and what you're developing, and put energy towards that. Put energy towards what you are moving towards and be aware of the stories that you're spinning in, because that is where you could be holding yourself back. And I just got the image of a boat stuck at a dock, but the motor's spinning, the motor's going, and it's not going anywhere because it's still tethered to an old story or an old energy. So the more that you can do to open up what is happening in your world and to share it right now, I feel like, again, it's going to be that release. So again, I'm seeing that door opening on the throat chakra. Talk it out, write it out, share your thoughts with someone else, or just simply record yourself talking on your phone, walk around your place talking out loud. Again, the verbal expression is actually quite necessary, and it's going to be healing for the energy it releases. So I think I'm going to call it I'm going to call it a show for now because I felt I was talking pretty fast. I guess Gemini season is really here. We all talk faster in Gemini season. And thank you for joining me for today's podcast. I'll be back on Monday with part two of the topic that I started on this Monday, which is about how the outer planets influence and interact your personal planets. And in Monday's show, I talked about that in regards to Jupiter, Saturn, and Chiron. And next Monday, I will cover Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. And for those who have asked, yes, you can still sign up for the Mastering Abundance in Your Spiritual Business course. I have that on sale right now. And if you use coupon code GROW, you get it for $33 instead of $88. And that's because so many of you are ready for your next chapter, your new start, your new career direction. And this is a program that's designed to help you look at your relationship with not only finances, but with receiving, with what you believe you're worthy of, with what you think you can manifest and create. And I give you visualizations and exercises and writing things to do to help you see yourself, to help you go into who you are. And it is only audios, similar to this podcast. It's just audio recordings so that you can focus on the exercises and what you need to do. So please check that out below this show. And again, I hope to see you on Monday. Thank you so much for joining me. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or over at consciouscoolchic.com. Thank you, friends. Wish you a beautiful Gemini new moon, and I'll see you back here soon.